Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, October 4th. It looks like Bruce Grey Owen Sound MPP Bill Walker could be nominated as Deputy Speaker of the Ontario Legislature. Progressive Conservative House Leader Paul Calandra told a press conference today he would table a motion in the legislature to remove Rick Nichols as Deputy Speaker and replace him with MPP Bill Walker. This comes after Nichols was removed from the party over vaccination status and now sits as an independent. More recently, MPP Lindsay Park was stripped of her parliamentary assistant role after allegedly misrepresenting her vaccination status. It's reported she does have a medical exemption and she remains a party member. The Ontario PC government's 7-page speech from the throne was delivered in the legislature this morning. The speech, delivered by Lieutenant Governor Elizabeth Dowdeswell, was otherwise a recap of government initiatives during the pandemic. Some of the highlights include $2.68 billion to build 30,000 new and modern long-term care homes in the next decade as others are upgraded to current standards, $5 billion over 4 years to hire 27,000 long-term care staff, including nurses and PSWs, and calling on the feds to increase the Canada Health Transfer to 35%. Grey Bruce OPP say they have identified the driver who was pronounced deceased in a fatal single-vehicle crash in Chatsworth last Monday near Moto Park Road. Police have identified the victim as 29-year-old Brock Motherall of Ingersoll. The Ambassador Bridge in Windsor has reopened after police closed it for a while today over concern about possible explosives found in a vehicle in an inspection area. The driver is reportedly being detained while an investigation is conducted. Earlier today, police diverted traffic to other crossings between Windsor and Detroit. It's the busiest section of international border in North America. Owen Sound has retained Good Roads Consulting to review traffic data for 10th Street and see where improvements to light timings and signals could be made. Director of Public Works and Engineering Dennis Kefalis says while the flow of traffic on 10th Street is the best it's ever been, there still have been some complaints.
You know, we've had some complaints about the timings, and especially for the left-hand turns, how can we improve?